So I'm laying in bed and saying to myself, continue to create podcast entries, regardless to who's listening. At least I could talk about what I'm doing. As far as an independent artist and finding new ways to survive and thrive, because like right now it's still slower in the midst of, I guess, as they say, a recession or whatever. And it's the end of the year and things are still going slow, but it has made me dig around and find new things, new potentials. I made a couple dollars here and there on different platforms. Like my main gig is Fiverr, obviously. Voiceovers are a little bit slow right now. Nobody has really ordered any vocals or songwriting and stuff like that. So what I started doing on Voclio, and I did this before, maybe a year ago or maybe over the summer. But what I did was, I uploaded some acapellas, but they didn't really move, but since things are slow, I'm trying things. So I put more acapellas up on Voclio, and surprisingly, some basic licenses moved and some I guess standard licenses, which is like a basic license on well, you'll see my prices if you know my name is the same on all my social media and my website, everything, right? UNIVSOLMC.com, UNIVSOLMC.com. So like there I have all the links, but like Voclio is like you go there, you'll see all the acapellas. It has the key and the tempo and stuff like that. And like I said, it's moving, so that's it's pretty cool, man. What else? What else have I did to try to spark some bread up? Oh, who knew? I have constantly. This is probably the first time since I've been on social media that I'm actually posting consistently. I'm trying different things to see what works. I was doing remixes where I would find people's beats and rap over them. I'm practicing finger drumming, so I've been recording that in my kitchen once in a while when I'm making a beat, old videos. But sometimes when I'm out walking and I'm just talking to myself, I'll talk to the camera and then I'll post it. Either way, for the last, I want to say 45 days, probably about 45 days, I've been super consistent with posting and posting more than once. So Facebook Reels, Facebook reached out and said, hey, you hit these certain thresholds with Reels, we'll pay you out, which was pretty dope because now it gives incentive to be on social media and it also gives incentive to figure out some good quality content, something that's entertaining. I don't think I can figure out what an audience really wants. I can make stuff that I like and then kind of see how or if the audience even responds to it, whether they love it or hate it, and then I can make my moves from there. But I don't think I can predict what they want. But I'm also not gonna chase their taste. I'm gonna make my taste, but I'm gonna let their taste kind of inform my decision on what I make. Because there's nothing worse than making a bunch of songs and putting them out for nobody to hear them. Like, who doesn't want, everybody wants listeners. Everybody wants fans. Everybody wants to, well, I don't want to know everybody. I know for me, there's nothing more than doing live shows in front of a crowd and they're hitting your joints back to you. And, you're getting them riled up. They're getting you riled up and you just bring that energy. So that's what this is all about. Voiceovers and vocals is cool. Because it makes a bass line. You got to record anyways. So why not practice recording and getting super tight? But now we're putting all the pieces into play, Oh, I've been sending more instrumentals through distribution. And I'm loading up on instrumentals. That's what the other one is. Because I saw that Sony is my publishing admin. And Sony ATV. And I saw that, they had some YouTube monies that came in. So it was a little bit, pennies on the dollar, let's just say. But I thought that was interesting. So I've been making more instrumentals. Well, I've been working on instrumentals, but the instrumentals I've already had, because I made like 800 songs, half of them are you know, loops or jambalaya. I don't know what it is. Some of them are already done. So I've been uploading them instead of letting them sit on the hard drive. And this way, as I'm learning finger drumming and I'm practicing piano, I'm making more and more beats and just throwing them out there. I'm not being too self-conscious if I'm better than this or that person or if my things are not that good. The fact that I can put these things out here and create from scratch, I own the means of production and I can put this stuff out and immediately make money from it is a good thing. Now I got to figure out a way to promote it, or maybe I don't need to promote it if I just consistently just keep dropping, you know, dropping, just like how Facebook is paying me. If I just keep making songs and instrumentals and acapellas and video content, if I keep doing it, it kind of advertises, it kind of promotes itself, you know, and lets people know I'm around. Because even I picked up some VO work from there, you know, just from being active. So I'm just going to take this approach, the no money approach, because I believe I have everything that I need. And then once I really find something that really, really clicks and it grows some legs, then we'll put some money behind it to really add fuel to the fire and really get it going good. Because I know how easy it is to spin with no return. And you can quickly spend more than what you make. And there's all kind of things that come up that you got to spend money on, and business and personal. So it's better to, while everything is slow, just accumulate, you know, dollars. Accumulate, get your credit together, get your money together, get your assets together. You know what I'm saying? Keep your liabilities low, keep your expenses low. Cut off all the stragglers, trim the fat. You know what I'm saying? Tighten up. Work on your skills. I'm just telling you what I'm doing. You could do whatever you want. But this is like another one of those pandemic moments where you can sit around and do nothing or really work through it. We had a little light for a little bit, but now it's like going dim again. So you just got to work, put your little light on your forehead and just work through the darkness until everything, you know, comes back to light and it's a little bit more easier. Then you'll be smooth sailing, but shouldn't be sailing anyways. You just work harder when, you know, when things let up. But right now we got to get tightened up. All right. This was cool. I talked for a little bit. Now I'm going to take me a nap before I go and record. I'll talk to y'all later. Peace.